Well, as a psychology tutor, I find that really interesting. Many types of people participate in projects studying the effects of isolation. We all know that one of the main issues with a project like this is how people will get on when they are locked away together for such a long time. It can produce all kinds of psychological and emotional problems. That's what I'm particularly interested in, and one of the reasons why I wanted you to do this particular project.
Me too. That'll be one of the most important things to come out of this project. How people can control their emotions and feelings over a long time when they can't get away from each other.
True. But we have to remember that this is a science project and not some soap opera or television series with lots of silly people locked up in a big house or something.
I can see what both of you are saying, but there are always going to be problems like these, so it's not surprising when they happen. In fact, this is the first time someone has got really angry in the first 3 months, so I think that's quite a positive thing.
So what do you think will happen? Will they make him leave?
I don't think they can. It's all part of the program. And anyway, as the environmental engineer, Joe is an essential member of the team. If he left, then the whole environment of the building would go wrong. So I think they'll just have to work the situation out. Remember last month, when the ventilation system broke down? They almost lost all their fresh air. He only had a couple of hours to fix it, and he managed to do it.
I'm sure they'll work it out. So, what else have you found out?